This is an extended interview with Vanessa Vasquez, founder of Birds in the Bush, domestic violence advocates in Central West New South Wales. Our story contains details concerning domestic violence. It's not for little ears. If you or someone you know is experiencing or at risk of experiencing domestic, family or sexual violence, you'll find a list of support services in our show notes. Hello, Vanessa. Could you start by telling us about the mission of Birds in the Bush and how it all began?
Birds in the Bush came about because 4 years ago, the orchard had proposed to be built, which was the refuge here in Orange. So at the time, we didn't have a refuge for women and children escaping domestic violence. And the community, not all the community, but certain parts of the community, didn't want the orchard to be built here and objected to the orchard being built here. And quite frankly, it made me angry that people couldn't see that domestic violence was a problem in our community when obviously it is a problem everywhere, not just in our community. We know that it happens to 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 children. And if we do not give women an exit, if we do not have a pathway for them to leave, then we are part of the problem. So it came about because I personally am a survivor from childhood domestic violence, and I wanted people to understand that it happens to people like me too. So it happens to people that they relate to, and that just because we don't talk about it doesn't mean that it's not a widespread problem. So initially, I threw a party in the CWA Hall in Orange with 150 people attending for that purpose, to educate and spread awareness that this is a cause that affects everyone, even though it's unspoken. And one of the things we learned from people like Yelena Dokic and Rosie Batty is that there is great importance in storytelling, because by sharing our experiences, it becomes relatable to everyone and people realize that they are in fact touched by this, because more often than not, people are suffering in silence. Even people who have survived it and left or grown up and have safe homes don't talk about their trauma and how violence has shaped their lives. So that's where Birds in the Bush began. And I'm pleased to say that now, 3 years on, coming up to our fourth event, everybody knows what the orchard is and how to support the orchard. We have lots of fundraising going on, and that awareness piece and the importance of why we have the refuge, I think, is something celebrated by our community. And so we are evolving our purpose, and our purpose now is more about what else can we do. We want to be able to educate our community at a more granular level. We want to start talking to our children, our boys in our schools. We want to fund education programs so that respectful relationships and men's violence is taught about in all our schools, so that our children are empowered to know that there is a different way. And also, we want education on respectful relationships to be taught in schools as frequently as scripture. We have scripture being taught in public schools, which communities value, but this is just as important. Giving children who are potentially from violent homes an understanding of what other relationships look like and what respect and gender equality looks like is the way we break the cycle, because if they're not given any other examples, if they're not given any other modelling, they are destined to repeat the cycle. And likewise, even children who are not raised in abusive homes still are victims of abuse. And we see that as young as 16-year-olds entering their first relationship. We saw that with Anna, founder of the Survivor Hub, Tanya Plebisek's daughter, Anna. We see that with Anna, who's covered in Australian Story just this week, that she was from a very healthy, happy family. She was an educated girl who had her first romantic relationship, which started with simple coercive control red flags, which then progressed to physical abuse. These are the stories we need to be telling, and these are the things we need to be addressing from a young age all the way through school as children are navigating relationship.
Why is it more difficult for victims of domestic violence to access services in regional and rural areas, and what needs to change?
We are severely underfunded regionally. We also, at times, in lots of areas, an afterthought for governments. A regional experience is different. Everybody in a regional town generally knows everybody. So you walk through the shops and you'll know everyone. And that's great. That's inclusive and it can help with feelings of isolation. But conversely, if you are in a violent relationship and you are the victim, how can you seek help when everybody knows your partner and everybody knows your partner is a good guy? So that is one of the social aspects of how these women are able to escape these situations and actually feel like they have a safe space in the community. That's why we think our shirts are powerful, because we're hoping that that will bring about disclosure and trusted allies for these women who, everywhere they turn, think that people know their partner as a good guy and that the victim's most biggest fear is that they will not be believed. And so when you're in a regional town where everybody knows your partner, that will be in the forefront of their minds about whether they come forward. The second thing is that we are underfunded. We have, in terms of police officers, dedicated police officers to domestic violence. We don't have enough. We have two for the broader Central West area. We need more police officers trained in domestic violence so that when victims are attending stations, it is all done through trauma-trained and informed approaches. We need more money for court systems. And that's a national issue. We need to properly fund the judiciary so that we can deliver swift justice, so that serious matters relating to domestic violence, crimes, assaults are being dealt with swiftly and that they're not taking 18 months for an outcome whilst that victim is made to sometimes live in the community with their perpetrator walking free. Those are the things I think are what makes it more difficult for us in the regions, is that we have a unique experience socially where we are connected, or many people are connected, to both the victim and the accused. So anonymity is locked. And the second is the lack of funding. So the lack of funding regionally and attention regionally. So we need specific domestic violence services. And even the fact that we only have one refuge here in Orange, and we know that it is full, and we know that there is a wait list, and that women who are fleeing their homes are being put up in motels because there is no room in the inn, there is no room in the Orchard, and that is simply not good enough. But we need to build more shelters, and to build more shelters we need funding. We pay taxes. This is where we want it to go.
You are doing incredible work with Birds in the Bush. You're often supporting other people in really distressing situations. How do you ensure you're looking after yourself and maintaining your well-being?
For me, I'm lucky because I have a very supportive husband who grounds me and who is very easy to talk to about these subjects. I'm also a lawyer, and so is my husband. And a lot of these subjects, the law has to answer for some of these more difficult questions about the effectiveness of apprehended domestic violence orders, ADVOs. We know that Molly had one and it failed to protect her. We know that Christy Armstrong had one and ultimately it failed to protect her in the context of bail and bail conditions. So that helps as well, being able to talk to him on not just about my feelings, but also about the intellectual side of it and the legal framework, because the knee-jerk reaction is we need legal reform. But we know that legal reform takes time and costs money. And also we're talking about the regional experience. Whilst we don't want to disregard the national experience, it's unique to what's happening in the regions. And so the answers for what will work in the regions, they're different. So it's helpful to have a very supportive husband and a supportive network. We have a very strong Birds in the Bush committee, and I use them as my crutch often to talk to, because you're right, we get a lot of community disclosure. We have people fleeing violence reaching out to us, which can be difficult because we're not experts in the space. We connect people with experts, and I also have good working relationships with experts in the field who do check in on me and have those conversations. And I personally am a big believer in therapy, and I have my own therapist, and we also talk through this, because as you're right, vicarious trauma is real and it's heavy. And I guess ultimately I need to keep reminding myself why we are doing this. We are doing it to better the future of others. And on balance, I think that we are making a difference to women's lives, the women we are directly touching. And honestly, if we can make that difference for one woman, then it's enough. And so it's that tension between it being such a heavy load to the joy and empowerment that we feel when we help set another bird free.